It's Mpumalanga's best music on Raz FM with Neo. You got the body, and you still tuned in to Raz FM evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. This evening, we're having a very controversial conversation, and I say it's controversial because esikhathini lesiningi kuthiwa salwakutshelwa sibona ngemopho. But when it comes to issues of the heart, hey, we become very conflicted around there. We might know what to do. We might have a good support system. You know, we might have the right people, you know, guiding us on issues around relationships. But seemingly, there are very few people who do the right thing when it comes to issues of the heart. We do the wrong thing knowing very well that this is wrong, but we continue to do the wrong thing. So, ngifuna kuvanga on the station's Facebook page, do you take advice when it comes to your relationship or uyahlebisana? Because involving third parties in a relationship can create several issues, including communication problems, potential for infidelity, and decreased intimacy. And these factors can lead to emotional distress, strained relationships, and even the breakdown of the original relationship. So you understand why, Ngithi? There's a thin line, man. There's a thin line. Yebo, siyadinga ukuthi nathi siboyaleka. We do need from time to time to get an outside perspective. Ngoba angeke uzukwati konke. And sometimes, even when addressing issues, when our partners raise certain things about, mhlambe i-character yetu, we might be offended and feel guti, you know, if you love me the way I am, nan. But once you go and speak to someone outside of the relationship, it's okay. What are some of the challenges that you think exist when communicating with me specifically? You've known me for a very long time. What are the good things and the bad things in my style of communication? Bese umuntu ba brutally honest out to say, "Eish, yeah, no, ma ukwatile, your choice of words, uyakubona." Or mhlambe, I do feel ukuthi ngalesinye isikhathi you are inconsiderate of other. Uyabona ukuthi coming from someone outside of the relationship, you come back now. So understand, I no man. But yeah, there are certain imperfections that I need to work on. This was not them attacking my character because sinetinging. They were raising valid concerns which could result in the breakdown of the relationship. But not everyone gives the best advice. Lapo cha ngiyavuma ngoba lo munyu ngaya uthe uthite uthite avela athi geza mkansambe sifuna amadvota. You know, I've been meaning to tell you because you deserve better. Uhambe yomosha even more. We are so creative. There's a thin line. It does also matter who gives the advice, but also nema boundaries are important. That is why we're having this conversation this evening to say, no mangaba yebo uyayithatha advice, there are boundaries that must be set in the interest of protecting the relationship, ne partner yako as well. Because just because, you know, you needed advice or whatever does not mean you should give people the platform to disrespect your significant other. So we're going to be getting into that, but do let me know on the station's Facebook page, which is Raz FM 943. Do you take advice or uyahlebisana? Ngilo ukuthi ufika ukhala ukhulume kabi ngemntwana abantu basi bantu nabo sebamnyanya ke manje. Uyishiye nabo ke manje. So trauma dampile wena. Mnungamtsanza. Lokho kuzi ushayile nanani. Ngwenu mina sengipholile. Hayi, ngoba vele siyasala kathi. Let me know, Zola, Stars, Raz FM. You still tuned in to Raz FM evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And we're having a controversial conversation on involving third parties in a relationship. And if you missed it, involving third parties in a relationship can create several issues, including communication problems, potential for infidelity, and decreased intimacy. These factors can lead to emotional distress, strained relationships, and even the breakdown of the original relationship. And uma sikhuluma ngama third parties esikhathini lesiningi bani basuke baqabange ukuchithelwa cha. Your friends, anyone who is not in a relationship with you but gets involved in the relationship is a third party. It could be family, it could be friends, it could be colleagues. A third party lay. So let me know on the station's Facebook page, do you take advice when it comes to your relationship or uyahlebisana? Now, speaking of communication breakdown, the first one, which is normally how things go south, is oversharing. Sharing intimate details with friends or family can be seen as a breach of trust by your partner, potentially leading to resentment and conflict, as highlighted by, you know, psychologists. And the next one is biased advice. Friends and family may offer biased advice based on their own experiences or perspectives which could be detrimental to the relationship's well-being. And the next one is lack of privacy. Sharing relationship details with others can create a lack of privacy, which can be stressful for both partners, especially if the partner doesn't want to discuss their relationship publicly. So inkinga lapho le enda kuthi gcine sekune communication breakdown kuthi wena ungafila kuthi issue that you trust taking to people close to you and talking about, but as soon as ipartner yakho seyiba aware kuthi wena you've involved that person in an issue bona that they're not comfortable with anyone outside of you and them, you know, knowing about or talking about, bese sekuba ne communication breakdown to say no. Angeke nje ngisaphindze ngiaddresse lamanye ama issues nawe lengifila ukuthi a serious and afuna mina nawe ngoba uphindze wena uthathe leto dinzaba leto leti sensitive uyofuna iperspective yalabanye abantu lengaphandle soqhubeka ke manje nabo umzala wakho nebangani bakho usale ubonisana nabo ngale relationship angithi yenu. Now, the second one is increased risk of infidelity. When we involve third parties, we risk kutsi agcine umuntu seka unfaithful mhlambe ngoba ufila kutsi wena awumboni awumhloniphi, more especially if it is a man. Selo munyu uthi ngiphumela ngaphandle vele la ngathi i relationship le involve more than one person. Now, this compromises loyalty. Involving outside parties in your relationship can weaken the sense of loyalty and commitment between partners, potentially increasing the risk of infidelity. So if yena le betrayal yokuthi wena ukhuluma tindzaba leti sensitive nalabanye bantfu ayithatha serious ngendlela lefana ne infidelity, angagcina ukuthi I don't see why I'm faithful, because either way le relationship le say involve more than two people. Jealousy and insecurity is another factor. The introduction of outside parties can create jealousy and insecurity, especially if they are perceived as a threat to the relationship. Now, with jealousy and insecurity, iba a challenge where you've gone to your family and now people are saying you deserve better. And elabanye bantu can go as far as even confronting your partner. You should be lucky. Kuthi uvana nemntwana sekhaya ngoba umdeserve. Uyabona nje ama statements lanjalo. Angeke partner yakho ibe insecure. They can do better than me, then I have a cause for concern, because there is a threat to the relationship that I'm aware of, and that threat is the family or the friends. The third one is diminished intimacy. Focus shifts. Partners may start prioritizing their outside relationships over their relationship with each other, leading to a lack of intimacy, and there's also reduced connection. When parties spend less time and effort on their relationship, it can lead to feelings of disconnection and loneliness. The fourth one is emotional distress. Conflict and arguments involving outsiders can lead to conflicts and arguments, as differing opinions and advice can create tension. And as Kati listening, there are certain things where we can generalize, because my problems vele lihlangabetana nawo cishe sonke kuma relationships. But there are certain things lefanele na ube realistic ngato. I personally do not go to anyone for relationship advice on things that I know have everything to do with the characters involved. Because your partner has a different character and personality from mine. So uma ngabe the challenges that I have in my relationship are issues that stem from the differences in the personalities and characters involved, angeke ngithathe advice from wena ngoba wena umati umuntu wami mina ngiyamati. If my partner is the kind of person longathandi ukukhuluma, and when your partner is the kind of person lothi asihlale phansi silungise into, advice leqhamuka kuwe will basically be no hlalani phansi ni address. That will not work for me based on the person that I'm dealing with. Ungathola ukuthi mina yami partner would appreciate ukuthi raise whatever issues you want to raise, to say lokunaloku sithandwa akungijabulisi, and leave it at that. Ngibone ngelishintsho in their behavior ukuthi ungivile, but not necessarily ukuthi vuka sikhulume sekusenkantolo I back and forth. That might not work for me. So uyabona ukuthi letinye tinvo, yes, it's good for us to get an outside perspective, but there should be boundaries, there are limits. And esikhathini lesiningi ngicabanga ukuthi the best approach would be, if you want relationship advice, let that advice be based on you and not your partner. Let's not discuss my partner, let us discuss me. Let me have an understanding of what it's like to be in a relationship with me, and what I need to work on, and what my partner might potentially be dealing with in being in a relationship with me. So when I come back from you know, having that conversation and understanding ukuthi fezile ngumunvulo onjani ngoba sitiboni letinye izinto phela about ourselves. Ngita ku partner yami ne approach that is not attacking them and saying wena wenda 1 2 3 4 5 6 but one that says Thandwa sami, I understand ukuthi kungendeka ukuthi some of the challenges akhona stem from ukuthi mina nging 1 2 3 4 5 6 that I wasn't aware of. So bengicela ukuthi uma ngabe lokunaloku sihluleka ukulungisa because mine ngingilokunaloku I will address that, but let's have a way forward. What is the solution now? Uyabona ukuthi leyo is a healthy approach to relationship problems. Ukuthi I'm not painting myself as a victim. I want to understand where my partner is coming from. I want to understand what my partner is dealing with in just being with me. So that ne approach yami, uma ngihlala phansi naye ngiaddress ama issues lesina ku relationship, is not one where I am self-centered and selfish and I'm all about me, my needs, what I deserve. Nah, futhi I consider ukuthi am I also meeting their expectations? Am I also, you know, a good influence to them? Ngoba siyathanda ukuthi sithi ngiyahlukumeteka vele lo muntu lo uyangihlupa nanani, but when what are you bringing to the table? Because some things really people are reacting to what is given, what is being served. But until you have an honest conversation with people who've known you for a very long time about you, not your partner, you'll have an understanding of what's, oh okay, the reason why mhlambe angafuni ukuthi sikhulume lesi sikhathi ukuthi angimnikethi ichance, or mina I'm very defensive, or I don't account, I don't apologize, angisingumuntu loqolisako uma wrong, bese kwenda ipartner yami ibe ngilomuntu who does tit for tat. Uma ngimende something nayo utothiphindiselela ngeke azazame kuyiaddressa ngoba uyathi ukuthi angeke ngize ngivume ukuthi ngwrong. So uyabona ukuthi le approach it still fixes the problem, but there are boundaries. I'm protecting my partner, I'm protecting the relationship, while also getting the advice that might help me in resolving whatever issues la ngaba khona ku relationship yami. But let me know, I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment as to ukuthi do you take advice on your relationship or uyahlebisana. Let me know on the station's Facebook page, it's Raz FM 943, and you know what to do. It's Raz FM with Cindy Swahambe, and you still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. And I asked on the station's Facebook page, it's Raz FM 943, do you take advice when it comes to your relationship or uyahlebisana? And this is what you had to say. Impendulo Keko Grayson is Hola Fezile, elababili ayingenwa. Lindomen Madonsela uthi, not anymore because they will end up being together. Karabo Linalitswalo uthi, yey mine ngiyahlebisana shem. Stella Fontaine uthi, angithathi ngiyabo. Niswema pushweni lu Vora Matlala uthi ngiyahlebisana mina ngidlali. And there's a Figile Mhlongo uthi mkholo lonsundvu mathebulo uyahlebisana. Prince Imnisi uthi yes, but if you make positive advice. Luthando Sifiso Zonke uthi angihlebisani ngithi buya la. Sabelo Msuthu okaqebisa uthi yabona indaba yabantu ababili abasavene ayingenwa into sala ngawe. Rastok Metiso uthi evening lamanzini, if you seeking for advice mayelana ne relationship yakho, the truth shall set you free. Ungafiki ufuni advice but ngathi uyifunela mngani wakho. Speak the whole truth about ngaloku suku ubhekene nako, by then I tell you utoyithola advice lekufanele. Ungathi yena uthe mine athula kanawe uphendulile because you want to keep your name clean. So true. And it goes back to what I raised, because a lot of people act like bona they are the best thing that ever happened to other people and abana ma imperfections aguna lutho le wrong abo, bona they are just victims in relationships. And that is not true. Sometimes it takes someone who has known you for a very long time to be brutally honest with you, to say, look, I love you, I have nothing against you, but I would never date you for this and that and that and that and that I know about you. So meaning, based on what I know about you, your character yakho nendlela lo handlisha ngayo into nendlela lugabanga ngayo into lengidokutshela yona ukuthi uma ngabe uyamthanda lo muntu luye hamba olungisa la bese uyabuyita ongitshela ukuthi relationship ayihambi kahle yini. Ngoba kunebantu nje bona noma ulalela, you know, akhuluma ngema expectations akhe ku relationship. Oh, very unrealistic. Vuyo, a big dreamer. Uve muntu athi mine mfuna muntu longendela everything. Mine mfuna muntu lotonginakekela, lotongithanda, lotongendana. But umuntu ubuka yena, they don't have much to offer in a relationship. They are a liability. In fact, anyone that dates them would have to know, this person is not bringing anything into your life except debt, netinginga ngoba ufuna wena umkhiphe enhluphekweni nanani ufuna wena umenda feel especially bese yena nje kwakhe ukuthi uyatidwe bahlala muhle ya wena nethi phokujabuliswa kusibani but hey lapha ukhethile mara uyafa you are drowning. So we need to understand ukuthi even when we do involve other people, it should not be a pity party. Don't go to other people because you want them to sympathize and side with you on issues around your relationship. Go to other people because you want an honest perspective about you. Because after all, the person you're with is a reflection of you. So the first place you must start before you even address the issue, lofuna advice ngayo ukuthi kahla kahla singitshele iqiniso mina kuma relationships, where am I going wrong? Munda be brutally honest nawe ngawe ukuthi wena uyabathanda abantu labangakuthandi. If that is the problem, when you are itanza kuti faka kuma relationships where you need to compete and win a partner, and you end up with people that are in love with what you can do for them and not you, and then you come back later on when those people are done using you and you paint yourself a victim. No, yekela khamba ufuna abantu lowathi kahle ukuthi bathanda labanye abantu. Why uhlala uti faka kuma situations where you must earn people's love? It's either someone loves you or they don't. Uyabona lo muntu loyo ukusitile. No, when a challenge yako, you always agree to be the other person. Uhlalukana abantu bebandu, uhlalufuna ku compete, win emuntu ngathi it's a prize. But now the problem with that is you end up being used because these are people who are looking for a distraction from who they truly love and not you. So utenda sibedlela wena. Bantu beta batolapheka kuwe nasebalaphekile bakulahlele ekhashana ngoba ke khona umuntu ohlala esibedlela saphilile. Do you see how that is different from someone saying, yo, that person is the worst person ever. You know, they are very toxic and you deserve better. It doesn't help. Utophuma kule situation leyo. But uyophinza uganele omunye futhi umbona ukuthi akakuthanda udlala ngawo. Ngoba uthi wena mina ngiblinding esijumi futhi ngigcoka into leti sex. And you'll still have the same relationship dynamics over and over again until you go to people and ask for advice about you, your character, your choices and where you are going wrong. Only then will you meet the right person for you. It's Rise FM.
Here at Rise FM, what we like making winners